Ministries are going dark in India. Persecuted Christians in the Middle East look forward to Resurrection Sunday, and planting pastors is more important than you might realize. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. India's government is looking the other way on persecution issues. Attacks have jumped 55% since Prime Minister Modi took office less than a year ago. Biblica's CEO, Carl Muller.
People who are more prone to violence against Christians have felt emboldened by the government that is in place.
As a result, more than one ministry is going under the radar.
The best approach sometimes is to go quiet, into quiet diplomacy with those elements of the government that are more reasonable.
Christians are still sharing the gospel with help from Biblica. They just have a different approach.
To engage in dialogue requires a stance, a diplomatic stance. When you have a government that is more permissive, you can be more aggressive in approaching their shortcomings.
Now that you know, what should you do?
Pray for our brothers and sisters around the world whose circumstances for the gospel are quite different than ours.
Next, believe it or not, Christians in ISIS-controlled areas are celebrating Easter and Holy Week without fear, according to Open Doors USA. In Iraq, Easter's a larger celebration than Christmas for Christians. In light of the violence happening around them, thousands have been displaced, but they're still looking forward to a resurrection in each of their hearts. Pray for the refugees during this week of hope, that their hearts would be filled and that they would continue to worship unafraid. You're listening to Mission Network News. Pioneers USA is asking prayer for gospel workers and believers around the world. Why? They're facing heavy spiritual warfare. In Asia, pioneer workers are dealing with suicide attempts and murders, and they're ministering to the families who are suffering through it. You can help by praying for the workers who are reaching out and for justice and comfort for the hurting families. Pray that their hearts would be open to the gospel and the healing word of Jesus. Our next story focuses on a time capsule. An audio time capsule, really. Keys for Kids' Terry Ritchie explains.
We're going to go back into our archives from 1940s and take the decades all the way back up to 2015, and for 16 weeks, play something from those archives.
But will kids today connect with stories from 1940? Well, stories are stories, she says.
Hopefully, when we bring out this material that has not been heard in so many years, it will gain the ear of the parents and the grandparents that are out there listening, and they will decide that this is a great time for my kids to hear this, and I want to support this ministry.
Here's the problem. Keys for Kids only has a quarter of the funding they need to keep the doors open.
It's really hard for us to come up with as much as it costs to record Red Rock. So we're putting that on hold, and we have had to make a couple cuts.
Before it was Keys for Kids, it was the Children's Bible Hour, a legacy that's in danger of being silenced.
These kids are coming up in a generation where they still need to know Christ and make an influence for him on wherever God places them.
If you can help, we'll get you connected through our website. And why should pastors spend time hiking mountains, rappelling cliffs, and rowing boats to get to far remote villages? Gary Bishop of Far Corners Missions.
If it's an unreached village, there are no Christians and no churches there. So obviously it's imperative for them to, if we're following the Great Commission to make disciples there, that they have to hear the gospel.
With the help of pastors, Far Corners is spreading the truth to five different countries. But the only way these pastors are able to do their work is with your help.
It costs about $75 a month to provide for a village pastor and his entire family. And when you stop and think about it, most people in America today spend $75 on knickknacks a month.
Find your next step at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer that we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.